Today is Wednesday, December 9th. What to know today about President-elect Biden's plans for his first 100 days in office. And yes, it all has to do with the pandemic. Also, why changes are coming to the U.S. military. And a top cybersecurity firm was hacked. Why it means more breaches could be coming. Plus, Mount Everest is taller than we thought. What type of dancing is now an Olympic sport? And why Hawaii is offering some people free round-trip flights. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President-elect Joe Biden has now outlined his top three goals for the first 100 days of his presidency, and they all have to do with getting the COVID-19 pandemic under control. One, he says he'll call on all Americans to wear a mask for at least 100 days, and he plans to sign an executive order requiring masks on federal property, as well as on airplanes, buses, and trains that cross state lines. Two, Biden promised 100 million vaccine shots in his first 100 days, and since each person will likely need two doses, that's 50 million people vaccinated. He said after healthcare workers and people who live and work in long-term care facilities, educators should take precedent. And that takes us to number three. He wants to reopen the majority of our schools during that same time period. Biden asked Congress to devote the funding needed to make it safe for students and teachers to return to classrooms. This is not expected to be an easy task right now, though, because at this point in the pandemic, the U.S. is hitting new records nearly every day. Just yesterday, the U.S. surpassed 15 million COVID-19 cases. To put that in perspective, that means about 1 in 22 Americans has now officially tested positive since the start of this pandemic. Experts say the number of Americans who have actually been infected is even likely higher, since many may not have known it if they didn't have obvious symptoms. On the other hand, there's still a lot of severe cases. The death toll is growing at a record pace now. On average, about 2,200 Americans are dying each day, and that matches the peak the U.S. hit last April. But this time, the outbreak is spread across nearly every state in the country. The messaging is mostly the same as what we've been hearing for weeks. Stay extra vigilant now until most Americans can eventually get vaccinated, hopefully in the spring. And by the way, more hopeful news about those vaccines. The FDA released its first evaluation of Pfizer's vaccine and confirmed it offers strong protection against COVID-19. So more expected from the FDA this week. Stay tuned. The U.S. Supreme Court has now said no to hearing one of the GOP's biggest election challenges. You might remember we told you about this case last week. Congressman Mike Kelly and other Republicans filed it, arguing that Pennsylvania violated the state's constitution by allowing people to vote by mail without needing an excuse. Well, first, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court dismissed this case, saying the lawsuit was filed too late, more than a year after voting procedures were first set. And now the nation's highest court has also turned down the case, but without comment. Still, President Trump tweeted again that voting in Pennsylvania and other states was, quote, total corruption. And that's despite election officials, the Justice Department, and more saying there's no evidence of widespread fraud that would change the outcome of this election. And by the way, the Election Security Division of the Department of Homeland Security was one of the groups saying there was no fraud. Well, now, the guy who used to lead that division, called it the most secure election in history and then was fired last month, is now suing the Trump campaign and others for defamation, emotional distress, and conspiracy. The lawsuit from Christopher Krebs refers back to a Trump campaign lawyer telling the conservative website Newsmax that Krebs should be, quote, taken out at dawn and shot. So that lawyer and Newsmax are also listed on the lawsuit. But Krebs says that's just one example of a broader plan by members of Team Trump. Krebs argues they're trying to cause him so much pain and suffering that he'll eventually fall in line. Now he's seeking financial damages. So far, at least, no response from the Trump campaign about this, but Newsmax argues the lawsuit threatens free speech. To be continued. The Army has now wrapped up its investigation into tragedies at Fort Hood in Texas. And when all was said and done, more than a dozen senior Army leaders were either fired or suspended. The review started after Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen was killed earlier this year. She was a 20-year-old soldier who disappeared back in April. It took another 2 months before her family found out she was dead. Family members said she had been sexually harassed before the disappearance, but was too afraid to say anything for fear she'd be punished. Another soldier was named in her killing, but he took his own life before police could arrest him. In fact, Fort Hood leads the Army in the number of violent crimes, sexual assaults, and sexual harassment cases. So now the Secretary of the Army is calling the report's findings, quote, totally unacceptable, and he promised dramatic changes. He also blamed Fort Hood's leaders for not preventing or properly responding to allegations of sexual harassment and sexual assault. So with that, a whole command team was fired and another group was suspended. A panel of investigators also recommended 70 changes at Fort Hood and throughout the Army. So it seems reforms should be coming. House lawmakers agreed on a plan to fund the Pentagon. Despite some objections from President Trump, lawmakers from both parties overwhelmingly passed the latest defense spending bill. The measure is worth $741 billion. If also approved in the Senate, it would authorize pay raises for American troops, give paid parental leave for federal employees, and it would get rid of the Confederate names on American military bases. Now, that last bit about the Confederate names is what President Trump has a problem with. He said he'll veto the bill unless the military base names are left as they are, and some other things are added to the bill as well. Yet the House passed this bill 335-78. That's a veto-proof majority. So if the Senate passes it with a two-thirds majority as well, President Trump loses his veto power over this bill. And that's a possibility. Already, some top Republican senators have said the bill is critical and they don't plan to hold it up. But we'll find out for sure soon. It's up for debate in the Senate now. All right, more news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today. If you're still wondering what to get the guy in your life and you maybe accidentally put it off to the last minute, no worries. Grooming gift sets from Duke Cannon, available at Target, are an easy solution. They're fun, they're useful, and they smell so good, you'll forget you're covered in that holiday procrastination sweat. Take the Beard That Stole Christmas gift set, for example. With beard wash and 2 beard oils, it'll clean and soften even the hardest working scruff. And it's only $20 and comes in a cute package. Plus, it'll lead to the guy getting some free compliments. They also have the Frothy the Beer Man gift set with booze-inspired premium soaps that are fun but don't actually smell anything like booze. Duke Cannon holiday gift sets are unexpected, yet much appreciated gifts for any guy. So it'll look like you put a lot of thought and effort into buying it for him, even if you kind of forgot for a minute. Speaking of which, it's getting down to the wire now. So look for the Duke Cannon grooming gifts in the men's grooming section next time you're at Target. All right, now back to the news. Well, Mount Everest might be taller than previously thought. It's already the world's highest mountain, but the old numbers apparently weren't doing it justice. It's now been remeasured by Nepal and China, and both countries are updating the height to 29,032 feet tall. And that's about 2 feet higher than Nepal's old estimate and 13 feet higher than China's. The two countries have debated its height for years. It was a hot-button issue because Everest straddles both Nepal and Chinese-ruled Tibet. However, the two countries now agree on the new number. It's worth noting, though, the new measurement could change again in the future. NPR reports Mount Everest is actually slowly moving due to geological forces, and earthquakes could abruptly change its height, too. A top cybersecurity firm that often works with the U.S. government to prevent hacks is now the one saying it's been hacked. The New York Times is reporting there's evidence that points to Russia's intelligence agencies for this attack, although the company's CEO has not blamed any certain country at this point. Either way, both the FBI and the company say it looks like the hackers were highly trained and were specifically focused on this particular cybersecurity firm called FireEye. It's a big name target for a few reasons. For one, it works with several federal agencies and states, including the FBI and the National Security Agency, or NSA. And the company's CEO said the hackers seemed to target info about those government clients. FireEye has also called out some of the biggest breaches around the world in the past, so this could be retaliation. Or it could be a new tactic. Hackers were able to steal specific vulnerabilities that FireEye found for its clients that can then be used against those clients if in the wrong hands. So far, FireEye says there's no evidence those tools have been used for more hacks, but the FBI is investigating. DoorDash is set to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. It'll be traded under the symbol Dash. Already, the company sold shares in its highly anticipated initial public offering yesterday, and those went for $102 apiece. Reuters reports the new IPO price values DoorDash at around $38 billion. DoorDash is the nation's largest food delivery service. It controls about half the market. And it's seen a ton of growth this year as well, as the pandemic has people turning to food delivery more than ever before. That said, we'll have to wait and see if DoorDash keeps up the momentum after the pandemic. One of college football's biggest rivalry games is now canceled because of the pandemic. We're talking about the annual showdown between Michigan and Ohio State. It's often called simply the game, and it's been going on since 1918. But for the first time ever, it will not go on as planned. It was on the calendar for Saturday, but Michigan has too many players out due to COVID-19. Some have tested positive and others are in quarantine because they've been exposed. So the decision was made to cancel it. Teams say they're disappointed, but the health and safety of players and coaches comes first. Breakdancing is now officially an Olympic sport. Breakdancing competitions will debut at the Summer Games in Paris in 2024. ESPN reports the International Olympic Committee hopes that breakdancing will attract a new audience because it's popular with a younger crowd. At the Olympics, it'll simply be called breaking, which is what hip-hop pioneers called it back in the 1970s. And coming up in 2024, 32 dancers will make the cut to become Olympians, and they'll compete in one-on-one battles. And remember, several other sports will soon make their Olympic debut as well, like surfing, skateboarding, and sport climbing, which will be included in the Tokyo Games next summer. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by FitBod. I know the feeling of going to the gym and feeling unsure about what to do and what's best for your body, or even at home, if you're working out with your own limited equipment, it can get boring with a lack of direction. Well, FitBod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. It has an algorithm that factors in your goals, experience, the equipment you have available, and more, and then crafts the perfect total body workout program just for you. FitBod can incorporate all the equipment at a full gym, or if you're like me and you're not going to the regular gym right now, FitBod adjusts to that too. I like that I can tell FitBod I only have free weights and some bands at home, and it gives me clear, easy-to-follow instructions based on that. So get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/newsworthy. And get this, right now you can try FitBod for free for one whole month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's one free month when you sign up at the following URL, fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how Hawaii is offering round-trip tickets to remote workers. The state wants people to temporarily move there and help boost the local economy. So it's rolled out this new program called, quote, Movers and Shakas. Shakas, as in the Hawaiian hang loose hand gesture, you know? The program gives remote workers tickets to the Hawaiian island of Oahu, and people can apply through December 15th. 50 winners will be chosen in the first round. After that, other winners will be picked on a rolling basis. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old. And if they're chosen, they'll need to move to Hawaii within a month and then spend at least 30 days there. Hawaii hopes this will not only help the community during this challenging time, but that some people might choose to stay. And it's worth noting, Hawaii is actually one of the safest places to live and work right now. That's because per capita, it has the lowest rate of COVID-19 infections in the country. Though you would have to get tested before your trip or quarantine once you arrive. If you're interested in applying, you can go to moversandshakas.org. All right, thanks as always for listening today and sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.